to thank Governor Bruce Rauner for taking the time from his, I know, exceptionally busy schedule, especially today. Thank you, sir. Good morning. How are you, Governor?
Tom, good morning. Happy New Year to you and your listeners. I'm doing great here in Springfield.
Yeah, big honors today at 12 noon on the Senate floor.
Yeah, no, that's right. Today we inaugurate the new General Assembly, the 100th General Assembly for the state of Illinois, and it's an important time. Hopefully the new General Assembly will focus on fixing our broken system and really bringing change. That's what I'm excited for.
Well, yesterday did the last interview we'll do with sitting Senator David Luckenfeld. Going to be saying goodbye to him today. I think that's a big loss for Southern Illinois and the state, too.
Well, I'm a big fan of the coach. He's a good man. We became very good friends over the last few years as when I was a candidate and then as governor. He's a good man with a good heart, has served the people of Illinois very well. We'll miss him. But I tell you, Paul Schimpf is a super gentleman, a great public servant, a great veteran, and he'll serve the people of Illinois very well, too.
People of Illinois know that we have to change in Illinois. We know. I think there's still some people in Springfield you're trying to convince. Change is a difficult thing. There's a Chinese proverb that says, when the winds of change blow, some people build walls and others build windmills. You're trying to build windmills.
Well, I guess that's a good analogy. You know, is it really what it's all about here in Springfield is the folks who want to keep doing the same exact thing we've been doing for decades. And then the folks like me and others who want to bring change and fix our broken system. If we keep doing the same thing we've been doing, we're going to keep losing jobs. We're going to keep having our taxes go through the roof. We're going to keep deficit spending. We're going to keep not funding our schools properly. And we're going to keep our broken political system with only two-thirds of the races for the General Assembly not even having opponents. We've got a broken system. And it's all about change versus doing more of the same. That's what the battle's about.
And that lack of willingness got us to the point where we have some of the highest taxes in the country. I know at one point New Jersey was ahead of us, I think, on property taxes. Now, what we're looking at here now is on a number of your issues that you wanted in particular, and they moved on in the Senate, was this property tax freeze. A couple of questions. Is it a permanent property tax freeze or a property tax freeze, or is it a levy freeze?
Well, I tell you, Tom, there's a couple of important things going on. First, in the Senate, the Democrats have been working closely with Republicans, and the exciting thing is for the first time, the leadership of the Democrats in the Senate is publicly acknowledging and taking positions that we need to change the broken system, and they're working on things around term limits. They're working on things around property tax freeze. They're working on things around regulatory reform and cutting the red tape on businesses so we can grow jobs. That's all great. I've been encouraging them. I've been coaching and cheerleading for them, but I'm trying to stay out of the detail. I'm trying to let them come together on a bipartisan basis. What I'm really excited about as well, though, is over on the House side, the House has actually passed. They voted and passed the property tax bill that we recommended, freezing permanently all property taxes in all property taxing districts, so that the taxes only go up if voters approve and say they should go up. It can't just be, your bill can't be just jacked up without you being able to vote on it and approve it. And that's a great power voice for local control for the people of Illinois. Each person in Illinois can now decide whether they want their property taxes to go up or not and have a big voice in it. That's a huge win for the people of Illinois. That's the bill we proposed, and that passed the House, so that's a big deal.
Even with a home rule community, can a home rule community still increase its property tax under the House proposal?
If they get a voter approval, they can't if they don't.
Okay. So, because here's the thing. A number of commissioners and board members have come to me since this property tax freeze come out, and they said, look, we're not getting the bills, the money from the state like we are. We have to find ways to raise money because we have state mandates, and this is the only way we can do it. This is not a good thing for us.
Well, I tell you, it's not taking away their ability. They can still raise taxes, but the people are involved. Just get the people, the residents who have to pay the tax, involved in the decision-making process. That's not that hard. And it's a nice way to begin to change the system. And I'm all with the local elected officials. I want them to get more support from the state. I've been advocating for that. I also want them to have more local control. Get rid of the unfunded mandates from Springfield. Get rid of the red tape and the regulations that they're forced to spend money on, and get more local control to the citizens in each community and the elected officials in each town and each county. That's the right answer for a long term to get our property taxes down.
What about the senators introducing this budget that would include their proposal? What they're talking about is moving personal income tax from 3.75 to 4.95%.
Well, you know, Tom, I don't think it's right for me to weigh in at this point. You know, nothing's been voted on. There have been a lot of proposals. There's going to be a lot of other proposals. Things are fluid. Things are evolving. I think the great thing is they're beginning to talk about change to the system and fixing what's broken. I'm an anti-tax guy. You know that. I don't like taxes. But I don't want to weigh in or criticize or comment one way or another. I've proposed a lot of things to change. I've made my recommendations. I've been clear for the last number of years. What I'm heartened by, I'm glad to see, is that they are in the Senate acknowledging that we need change, and they're working on the kinds of changes we should bring. And I'm going to stay out of commenting on their work until it starts to get more baked.
But at this point, when you look at this, you've got the 100th coming in today. You're swearing in the senators today at noon. Are you heartened by the change in the prospect in the new legislators that this wind of change and what it represents to people who still hold their seats, who watch those November elections, that they've seen the winds of change and that there will be a different tone in Springfield this session?
Well, I really hope and believe that that will be the case. You know, the democracy only works on a two-party basis. You need competition of ideas. You need competition of options and choices. And voters deserve people who will make a pitch and compete for their vote. And that's what drives improvement. That's what keeps, government more honest. We haven't had competition in Illinois. And we haven't had real voices and alternatives. And we've become more of a two-party state. We're more balanced. We've got more balance between Democrats and Republicans. We were a one-party state, dominant for years. It almost bankrupted us. And now we've got some more balance and more competition and choice. And I hope we'll have more in the future. And I hope we can get fair maps and term limits and things that break up the power of incumbency so that, government will be restored to the people and democracy will be improved if we can bring change to the system.
You know, there's some other action that's gone on. The House approving a four-month extension on the EDGE corporate tax incentive, and also AFSCME coming out and saying they would accept a pay freeze and then even pay more for their insurance if talks can resume. You've got a couple of other areas that you've been looking very closely. We're seeing some movement and not a lot of attention to it, I think, in the news.
Well, no, that's fair. Boy, we got a lot going on. You know, my joke, Tom, is when I started this job, I was 6'8 and had a full head of hair. I mean, this is hard. There's a lot going on. We're trying to change the system. It's broken. I want to get a good, fair contract that's good for taxpayers and good for our hardworking, wonderful government employees. And unfortunately, we've been at impasse. We think we need to impose our contract. But the good news is the contract we propose is exactly like the one that we've done with 19 other unions, and we have just announced an agreement with our conservation police officers that's exactly like the other 18 contracts. So I hope we can get this done quickly. I think that our hardworking state employees deserve it, our taxpayers deserve it, and every day that goes by, this is what's so important, AFSCME has us in court, so we can't impose our contract. They're blocking it in court right now in state court over, I think, in St. Clair County. Every day that goes by that we can't put in the new contract is costing Illinois taxpayers roughly $2.5 million. That's a lot of money that could go to our schools. That's a lot of money that could go to our university system and to our human services and social services. So we need to get that done. I'll tell you that, Tom, one of the other exciting things, we've worked hard to keep the children of Illinois safe. I formed a children's cabinet, a governor's cabinet on children and youth. And they've been working on trying to get the lead exposure to the young people, the children of Illinois, down. There's two places that it's a risk. One is in the water system. The other is in the lead paint in buildings. And that's the lead paint is the biggest problem we're trying to deal with. But we've been advocating for a bill to test for lead in the water in our schools and daycare centers. We negotiated hard to get it done. It was a lot of opposition at various levels, but we got it done, bipartisan basis. We got the bill passed. And now we'll be able to regularly test for lead in the water in our school system to keep our kids safe and come up with remediation plans that are manageable and affordable. So that's a nice win for the young people of Illinois.
Governor Bruce Rauner joining us. Final question this morning. If somebody is one of those people that are sitting there this morning, they're listening to you and I speak, and they're saying, you know, I want to move. I want to move to Indiana. I want to move to Missouri. I want to move to Kentucky. What would you have them know, Governor, when it comes to the future and what you're trying to attempt so that they wouldn't leave Illinois? What would you have that person that's contemplating running away? What would you have them know from the governor's office?
Well, first of all, I'll say this. I totally understand. I am as frustrated as anybody in the state. That's the reason I ran for governor, because I decided, many of my friends and family said, let's move, let's leave, let's move to Texas, let's move to Tennessee. And you know what? This is home. This is, you know, I was born here. I've raised our six kids here. And I would encourage all your listeners, remember, this is home. This is a wonderful place with wonderful people and a potentially wonderful future. And I encourage folks, hang in there, stay with us, stay persistent, get involved in the process, vote, get your voice heard, get involved. I tell you, come on with us. Come on to Twitter and come on Facebook, facebook.com/GovRauner. You can come work with us on Facebook to drive change for the state of Illinois, facebook.com/GovRauner. Also, come on Twitter, at GovRauner. Follow us, learn what we're doing to fix the broken system and change it. Work with us, advocate with us to change the system so we've got a better future for each of your listeners and their children and grandchildren. That's what it's about, working to get a better future. Stay with us, make Illinois wonderful and a prosperous place again, and get involved.